FBI has photo of a man with a backpack near Olympic bomb site. Study questions safety of anti-lock brakes. German prosecutors charge ex-VW executive as industrial spy. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The FBI now has a photograph of a man wearing a military-style backpack similar to the one that carried a deadly bomb into Atlanta's Olympic Park. Ted Miltiades said he took a picture of the statue and, in going over his photos, spotted the man.
There in the picture on the right is the tower. On the left, there is a fellow with his back to the camera with white to khaki shorts, a dark shirt, brown hair, and he has, I believe, a hat on.
At FBI request, Miltiades this morning turned over the negative. He doubts he's in line for the $500,000 reward. Another auto safety assumption is being debunked. An insurance industry study shows occupants of cars with anti-lock brakes are more likely to be in crashes that kill them than occupants of cars without anti-lock brakes. Researchers found drivers often grew up learning to pump the brakes themselves, an action that works against the firm step on the pedal required to engage the anti-lock system. German authorities reportedly have charged former Volkswagen executive Jose Ignacio Lopez with stealing General Motors trade secrets when he left GM in 1993. The prosecutor's office in Darmstadt says the indictments against Lopez and three others will be announced Friday. The nation's top law enforcement officer goes before the Supreme Court today to argue that police can order motorists out of their cars for no reason. Barry Bagnato reports.
When stopping cars along Maryland highways, State Trooper Brian Willett would like to be able to order the driver and the passengers to get out, even if he suspects nothing.
You got to be able to control all those people in that vehicle for your safety and also their safety.
When a fellow trooper ordered Jerry Lee Wilson to exit a car north of Baltimore 2 years ago, out fell what appeared to be crack cocaine. Wilson was arrested. But a judge called that an impermissible search and seizure. Wilson's lawyer, Byron Warnken, says passengers have a constitutional right to stay put.
They don't get into that automobile with an expectation that if there is zero evidence of their own wrongdoing, that they will be required, subject to criminal sanction if necessary by the police, to be yanked out of that vehicle.
In her first Supreme Court argument, Attorney General Janet Reno will deliver a 10-minute endorsement of Maryland's position. More than 25 states now require passengers to exit on command. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
This is Bill Plant in Washington. More than a month after President Clinton's re-election, he still hasn't told Reno if he would like her to remain for a second term. He said yesterday it's just one of those things he hasn't gotten to yet.
We'll meet soon. I expect in the next several days to have met with all the rest of the members of the cabinet and the senior administration officials with whom I have not yet met.
But many in Washington wonder if the popular Reno hasn't been left twisting in the wind because she's appointed four independent counsels to investigate the Clintons or members of the cabinet. Reno's many defenders argue that the law gave her little choice but to appoint the prosecutors. Most in Washington expect that the president will, in the end, reappoint Janet Reno, but say it will seem reluctant because it has taken so long. Bill Plant, CBS News, Washington.
O.J. Simpson defense lawyers are again attacking police conduct in the 1994 murder investigation. David Dow reports on the latest witness.
He helped lead the investigation that led to murder charges against O.J. Simpson. But Detective Tom Lang will be back on the stand for a second day as a defense witness, part of a string of police witnesses being used to weave the defense evidence theory of garbage in, garbage out. Legal analyst Charles Rosenberg has been following the action.
I think they are simply putting together little pieces that they will later argue fit together into a large puzzle that shows corruption, conspiracy, and contamination. But so far, there hasn't been any piece designed to leap out at the jury and say, aha.
Defense attorney Robert Baker appeared to seek his Perry Mason moment when he confronted Lang with a murder scene photo containing what he said was a shoe print of a possible second killer. But Lang would not go along, responding dryly, I'm not saying it's a shoe print. David Dell, CBS News, Santa Monica.
President Clinton reportedly will seek a 25% reduction in federal aid to the poor for home heating. According to USA Today, the administration's upcoming budget will also seek to eliminate the $1 billion program in 5 years. Democrats have gained an extra House seat. Texas GOP incumbent Steve Stockman, a gun rights advocate, lost yesterday's runoff to Democrat Nick Lamson. Another freshman incumbent, Democrat Ken Benson easily won re-election over Republican Dolly Madison McKenna. In a third Houston-area district, State Representative Kevin Brady defeated fellow Republican Gene Fontenot. Oregon Congressman Wes Cooley reportedly has been indicted by a special grand jury looking into whether he lied in the state's voter pamphlet about his Korean War record. Inflation at the wholesale level jumped 0.4% last month. A slight decline in the cost of food was overwhelmed by the biggest increase in energy prices since April. Wall Street analyst Michael Metz.
That figure included energy, which has been rising dramatically. Basically, the core rate, the basic rate, stays fairly moderate. The problem is people have been a bit too optimistic. They expected inflation to decline, and it looks at best as stabilizing here.
The news sent interest rates up on the bond market, and the Dow is down now over 63 points. NASA now says a loose screw caused that airlock hatch to jam last week on Shuttle Columbia, preventing a spacewalk. It's hardly democracy, but 400 members of Hong Kong's elite have decided who will rule the Crown Colony's 6 million people when China takes over next July. Their choice, who also happens to be Beijing's favorite, is shipping tycoon Deng Chihua.
There's really a lot of work that needs to be done, both in terms of managing the transition and important issues that's facing our community.
29 protesters, including two leading Democratic legislators, were arrested after lying down on the sidewalk outside the voting hall. The UN says Burundi's army massacred at least 1,100 people in October and November, most of them Hutu refugees returning from eastern Zaire. At the same time, the UN Human Rights Office says Hutu rebels killed scores of civilians. A unique program in Colorado is helping 9 victims of the war in Bosnia who've either lost limbs or the use of them. As newsman Lee Frank reports, they're taking part in a ski event run by Disabled Sports USA.
On the steep slopes of Breckenridge Resort, far from the war-ravaged streets of Sarajevo, where a sniper's bullet paralyzed Farouk Shabanovich, he is now learning to ski. Seated on a monoski, steering with pole-mounted skids, is rehabilitation, recreation, and a confidence builder for the 21-year-old Bosnian.
Never thought that I would be able to do something like this.
Physical therapist Mary Lou Hunt of the International Rescue Committee says 9 Bosnians now learning adaptive ski techniques will go home as role models for other disabled war victims.
It gives proof that a person who's in a wheelchair does not have to stay at home watching TV and waiting for a relief check from the government. They can get out and go skiing.
Relief agency therapist Hunt says in post-war Bosnia-Herzegovina, 25,000 people need help for wounds caused by snipers, shelling attacks, and landmines. Lee Frank for CBS News, Breckenridge, Colorado.
All 700 residents of Mona, Utah were evacuated overnight after a truck overturned and its hazardous chemical cargo caught fire. There was another chemical spill this morning just north in Santaquin, now being evacuated. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down now over 68 points. And that's the roundup for Wednesday. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.